This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, our most popular weekly segment, some say and others do not. We have Scando, Scando, Scando News. Over to you, Lindsay.
Yes,
yeah,
Scando News is a segment.
Look at the smile on your face.
That I bring in every single week where I find the most boring news that's happening in Scandinavia, wrap it up in a nice bow and try and make it interesting. And the word news is a little bit loose sometimes. Sometimes it's barbecue, sometimes it's light bulbs. My favourite subject, though, both in Scandinavia and outside of Scandinavia, is public transport, in particular, trains. I love trains. This week, it is a Swedish story about trains. Mm. So a couple of weeks ago, you might remember that I brought in a story about how people in Sweden or Scandinavia generally are opting for train travel over plane travel because of carbon emissions. That has resulted in ticket sales of trains in Sweden on the Interrail pass. So the Interrail is where you buy a pass and you can travel as much as you want within a given period of time and only pay reservation fees. Those tickets have risen 85% in the first 7 months of the year. They've sold 17,000 tickets. That is a lot of tickets.
How many did you buy?
Unfortunately, I've bought none, but ideally I would be on my way to Sweden sometime soon and buying my own tickets. Greta.
You're our lovely new co-host are much too polite. I tuned out gently at least three times. Why have the sales of the tickets gone up? Because of people of global warming are being more conscious?
Well, that's a good question, Greta. Let me answer it for you. So Jonas Falk, who is the sales chief of Silver Rail, the Swedish distributor of rail tickets in Sweden, he says, and I quote, that one reason, of course, is the environmental concern, which is quite strong in Sweden, but that's not the only reason.
Oh, come on, give it to us, please.
I think as well that a lot of people have discovered that travelling by train is far more than just moving from one spot to another. What? They are a bit astonished that it was nice and so pleasant to be on a train, so the travelling becomes part of the goal itself. Is there a what, sorry?
A bar cart, you know, like the middle carriage where you can stand up, drink and meet randoms?
I would assume so, particularly on longer journeys.
Oh, I'm slightly
interested
now.
And also, it is Europe, so any of the infrastructure is far better than what we've got going on here. He reckons that it will continue increasing. I think it's absolutely possible that we will sell 100,000 Interrail tickets within 5 years. This is, if anyone's following...
No, they're not.
Greta on the internet.
Oh,
she's
sorry.
Traveling around by boat.
Sorry. Yeah, they're following that, just not the Scando news, all right?
So I think that it's been probably a combination of Greta, carbon emissions, the world ending, train travel is really beautiful, maybe a bit more affordable than getting on a plane. It's all combined into one and people are taking more trains, which is great.
You really love this, don't you?
I live for trains.
And Scando News.
Yeah.
Well, that was Scando News. You're with the Bloody Marys on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.